Current State on 90.5 WKAR. Welcome back. Actress and writer Carol Dunnitz calls Sarah Bernhardt the world's first superstar. Dunnitz brings her one-woman show, inspired by the turn-of-the-last-century stage and silent film star, to East Lansing. Bernhardt on Broadway, the musical, will be at the Hanna Community Center in East Lansing at 7:30 p.m. Saturday evening. Current State Scott Pohl talked with Carol Dunnitz about the show. Hi, Scott. Tell us about Carol Dunnitz.
Well, good morning, Mark. Carol Dunnitz stopped by yesterday. She was decked out in full costume as the glamorous Sarah Bernhardt. In fact, part of our interview is with Madame Sarah. Carol Dunnitz says there's no debating Sarah Bernhardt's status.
It's not even a matter to have to argue about. She was the world's first superstar. She was a woman who traveled all over the world, from Russia to Australia, Canada, South America, everywhere, performing in French only to sold-out crowds everywhere for ticket prices higher than anyone else. Everyone knew Sarah Bernhardt and who she was.
Now, you wrote the music, the lyrics, and the script for this show, and I'm also curious about whether we hear any songs, for instance, that she would have performed in her day mixed in with the material that you wrote.
Scott, that's an interesting question. The reality is she wasn't a singer. So we wouldn't hear any songs that she sang because she had a hard time carrying a tune. So this musical is a musical retelling of her story, and that's often done. On the other hand, Victor Hugo and many others said she had a voice of gold. Francisque Sarcey, who was the preeminent theater critic at the time, said she had phrasing and a speaking voice that was reminiscent of singers. So her voice was musical, but she did not sing.
What is it about her that appeals to you so much?
Well, it's an interesting story. My whole life I've wanted to write and produce musicals. And several years ago I said, if I don't do it now, when am I going to do it? I'll never have better health. I'll never have, be in better shape. I'll never have as much as I have now. So I made the decision to move ahead. I did not decide specifically to do a show about Sarah Bernhardt, and in fact, for many years, I thought about writing a musical about a fictional, larger-than-life leading lady like Ethel Merman, who starred in many shows. And one morning, I woke up and said, gee, I don't need to create a leading lady. Why not do it about Sarah Bernhardt? And the reason she came to mind was when I was small and I was being histrionic, my mother would say, you're a little Sarah Bernhardt. Come to find out that many, many, many mothers told their daughters that when they were being overly dramatic. And in fact, I have four daughters who were told the same thing when they were little.
You've come to our studios in costume. Tell me about your costume.
Well, I have three costumes for the show. I only use two for each show, and it just depends what time the show is at. This is what I'm wearing is a very beautiful white dress with leg of mutton sleeves. It is reminiscent of the mid-1890s, and it's what would have been called a day dress. It's something that you would have worn at home to welcome and greet and entertain people during the day. The other dresses I have for the show, one is a dress that you'd probably be going out with during the day. It's a flamboyant magenta dress. And the third costume is an evening attire.
Aside from her fame, what was her impact on the world of theater? Did the world of theater change because of her popularity?
Well, it changed not so much because of her popularity, but because of the adventuresome woman she was, who was always willing to take risks. For one thing, right off, she was the person who starred in the first full-length silent film. Now, that doesn't sound like such a major thing to us today, but every other performer, every other actor was frightened that this would cripple their career. And she, on the other hand, saw it as an opportunity to gain additional acceptance, to be a pioneer to a new, what they called photoplays at that point. And she had done shorter ones, La Tosca and Camille, which were two-reelers. In 1912, she performed in Queen Elizabeth, which was considered a full-length film Interestingly enough, in America, we thought that people couldn't tolerate sitting through a film for very long. So what was actually, the film was done in France, and it was cut dramatically. So in other parts of the world, they watched longer versions of the film, and it was cut, to, I think, to about 40 minutes here, where it was an hour and a half in other countries. Besides that, she changed. She moved away from the grand style of acting in French theater, which was sentimental, overly done, very dramatic, not realistic. And she moved to bringing realism and naturalism to the stage, so you felt like you were actually with the person. So that was a dramatic change. And actually, later in her life, she actually taught acting to performers.
We're talking with Carol Dunnetts about her one-woman show, Bernhardt on Broadway, the musical inspired by Sarah Bernhardt. Can we talk with Sarah for a minute?
But of course, that's why I came today. I wanted to have this opportunity to talk with you.
Wonderful. Sarah Bernhardt, welcome to Current State.
I never give up on an opportunity to talk with a handsome young man.
Oh, my. Thank you. How kind of you. What is it about performing that you love?
It is formidable, Scott. To get up in front of a group in real life, it is a difference between going to see a play and going to see a movie. In a movie, the audience, they sit there, they watch, they react, but there is no interaction between the performer and the people, the patrons. With the theater, it is totally different. When you say something funny and people laugh or they gasp, or they don't, you can react. In fact, you can even leave the script sometimes or someone from and react to something that happens in the audience. There are times when someone in the audience may react to you, and then you may leave the script and improvise and do something fun and then go back to the script. It is a sense of great interaction, and of course, as a live performer, you can feel how your audience is responding to you. You can talk with them after the show. It is formidable.
You've performed all over the world and spent time with kings and queens. I wonder if over the years, did this globe-trotting life change you?
It was always exciting. And when I was, it was fine when I was visiting them, but they would also come see me if I was in Paris or at my summer home on Belle Isle, which is, you're on the water, they would come visit me, which was wonderful. They were my good friends. But people are people. And always in my life, I have tried to make decisions that will impact on others in a positive way. Because when it comes right down to it, what is life if it is not about those we touch?
Sarah Bernhardt, in your day, people, for the most part, had to come to you to see you perform. You did some film work, but for the most part, people came to the theater to see you. But
you know something, early in my career, when I was still with the Comédie Française, I would sometimes, like in London, I would book drawing room engagements at society parties also.
Okay, well, for the most part, people came to you, though, to see you perform.
Bien sûr.
Nowadays, though, of course, we've got television and the internet, and it's easy to spend hours watching your favorite performers from the comfort of your home. Do you think that's a good thing? And I'm also curious if you think any of today's stars are as talented as you.
Well, you know, even though I brought naturalism to the theater, that is not to say that I can't be respectful of other performers and what they have been able to accomplish. So there are others throughout time who are making a difference and have a decided impact on the audience, whether it is done with a photoplay, which now you call a film or a movie. I could pick out all sorts of people who have great talent. I am not the only one. In every generation, there is someone great. I have heard recently about an actress named Carol Dunnetts, who is formidable, and I understand she plays me.
Sarah, would you mind singing for us a little?
I would love to, and I'll tell you what I'm going to sing. Before, the working title for the show was Comem. The reason I did not use that, or Carol did not use it, is because I thought no one will know what it means and they will pronounce it wrong. It means against all odds. And I think one of the things, in fact, the actual theme of the show is persistence, is that determination to never give up, to know that you can succeed. And so the only song that reprises in the show is Quand Même. So I sing you one verse from that a cappella. Quand même when David slew Goliath, quand même when reason was king, quand même when Eiffel built his tower, when Orville said to Wilbur, what should we call this thing? Quand même when Christa fair Columbus proves the world wasn't flat. Against all odds, they're going to call me top hat.
Well, Sarah Bernhardt, merci beaucoup. Such a pleasure to meet you.
It is, the pleasure is entirely mine.
Back to Carol now, okay, Carol? Do you perform this show with recorded music or live accompaniment?
At the current time, it is played with recorded accompaniment, and that's a function of keeping the ticket price very affordable for people to come and see the show. At some point, I'd love to have live accompaniment, and when the show goes to New York, which I'm hoping it will, that's a place where it definitely will have live accompaniment. At the present time, it is recorded, and it's a full-blown arrangement. It's not just piano. Occasionally, I'll sing a song a cappella. Occasionally, I will reprimand my maestro for missing a cue, coming in too early or too late. And when that happens, I just make it fun, and the audience likes it too.
Does this show focus on the personal life of Sarah Bernhardt, along with her stage and screen life?
It covers everything. It's a very intimate show. People typically tell me afterwards that they don't feel like they've seen a musical about Sarah Bernhardt. They feel like they've spent 2 hours in her drawing room. You come in not knowing a great deal about her, maybe that she was a great actress, maybe that she was French. You come out knowing her intimately, as though she were a close personal friend. You know about her relationships with her mother and her grandmother. You know about her relationship with her son. You know her views about her Judaism and her son's anti-Semitism. You know about her lovers. You know, she doesn't hold anything back. And the audience, by the end of the show, feels very close to Madame Sarah. Last year, I had a man get down on one knee and propose to me. A few months before that, I had a woman bend down and kiss the hem of my dress. When I was in Carmel, California last year, before I got back to my hotel, someone had sent me an email saying that she was sure Sarah Bernhardt must have had the same kind of composure and grace that I had. So it's been very interesting to see how people respond. I think because I did so much research, and I read close to 100 books in French and English to do the research, I know this woman intimately. I become her. And people resonate with that.
Carol Dunnitz brings her one-woman show, Bernhardt on Broadway, the musical, to East Lansing. She'll be at the Hanna Community Center Saturday at 7:30. Carol Dunnitz, thank you for joining us on Current State, and thanks for bringing Sarah with you today.
Thank you, Scott.
For Current State, this is Scott Pohl.